The South Shore of Prince Edward County includes 26 square kilometers of land, 65 square kilometers of shore waters, and is the last undeveloped public land on the Canadian side of Lake Ontario. It has been designated as a globally significant important bird area, hosts a very high level of biodiversity, and is home to dozens of species at risk. In 2018, a group of volunteers created the South Shore Joint Initiative, a nonprofit charitable organization to help permanently protect the South Shore. They partner with local, provincial, and national groups to educate, advocate, preserve, protect, and restore the rare and fragile South Shore of Prince Edward County. Saturday was the opening of their unique and first-ever square foot art show and sale fundraiser. Cheryl Anderson is president of the South Shore Joint Initiative and tells us more about the art show. Cheryl Anderson, can you tell me about this project?
Well, the project is county artists have given us pieces that are 12 by 12. Everything is square foot, and we are selling them here from the Backroom Gallery at Arts on Main. And the artists are giving us between 60 and 100% of the sale of the art.
And the proceeds will go to?
The proceeds go to South Shore Joint Initiative, and it will go to our general fund. But one of the big things we're doing right now is raising money for our outdoor education program. So that's...
And that's a big one.
That's a big one.
I remember last year some of that. Mm-hmm. What inspired this event?
It was an idea of our communication director, Dawn Eyre, and those three pieces are hers, and also the one feature is now over there. And she's an artist, and she came up with this idea of the square foot art show.
And of course, she knows all the artists in the area,
Well, so. And the artists were wonderful. I mean, we just put a call out to artists, and I mean, it's amazing how many artists responded and came up with wonderful pieces for us. So,
what was the idea behind the 12 by 12?
To make it something that is easy to do and easy to show, and it's uniform.
Right. And you can put a lot together.
You can put a lot, yeah. And people might have room on their wall for a 12 by 12. You know how, I'm sure you know, yeah, we're all in the stage where we don't have any more room on our walls, but a piece that's 12 by 12 can usually fit it in somewhere.
Okay. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I guess a big thank you to Arts on Main and to the Backroom Gallery for actually allowing us to do this. This is, they have donated this space to us, and also all their expertise for hanging and labeling, and showed us how to do it.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about some of these pieces?
Oh, my goodness. This is county artist Carol Marois. She's incredibly well known and sells a lot of art, and she's done beautiful pieces of the South Shore, Point Peter and Ostrander Point.
Way the rocks are, she's got it perfect.
Yes, and this one, I really like the way this, you know how the sun shines through?
Yes.
And it's beautiful, but they're so varied and so imaginative.
Saturday evening was cold and crisp, but that didn't deter supporters and art enthusiasts from coming out to the Square Foot Art Show. It continues until February 18th. For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.